This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump claims he has evidence and a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 general election in Georgia. Trump says he will release the details during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Pacific Northwest is in for hot temperatures this week as a heat wave blankets the region. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters urge people in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through tomorrow. Factors like high winds and low humidity, in addition to the heat, also bring a greater risk of wildfires in some areas. Officers from the San Diego Police Department in California shot and killed a suspect in the city's college neighborhood near San Diego State University. Homicide detectives say those officers went to an apartment to talk to a person of interest about a shooting earlier this month. That shooting led to the fatal shooting of a canine officer. The dog named Sir died on August 2nd. Authorities say last night the suspect appeared with what police said was a gun in his hand, and after officers told him to put it down, he lunged to pick it up and officers shot him. The unidentified man was pronounced dead at the scene. Negotiators for striking Hollywood writers and the studios sat down to talk yesterday. One source said the meeting ended with mixed results. The Writers Guild of America is said to have presented a counter to the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers counterproposal from Friday. The writers have been on strike since May 2nd. Movie and TV actors went on strike July 14th. The world's richest university is encouraging its students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer last week, Harvard University reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps. Some wonder why. Harvard has an endowment fund of $53 billion. USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is admitting she ate hallucinogenic mushrooms during her recent visit to China.
In an interview with CNN, she clarified that she ate the mushrooms as part of a dish at a well-liked Chinese restaurant. But unbeknownst to her at the moment, they were hallucinogenic mushrooms in that dish.
If the mushrooms are cooked properly, which I'm sure they were at this very good restaurant, that they have no impact. But all of us enjoyed the mushrooms, the restaurant, and none of us felt any ill effects from having eaten them.
Yellen was in China in early July meeting with Chinese officials. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers are pressing for a strike vote against Detroit's big three automakers. Union President Sean Fain said yesterday that the union is seeking over 40% pay raises over 4 years, cost of living increases, restoration of pensions for new hires, and other benefits. Nearly 146,000 union member contracts with General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis are set to expire on September 14th. A new study from the University of Pittsburgh is pointing to a possible link between fracking and childhood lymphoma. Study leaders found children who lived within a mile of a fracking operation were 5 to 7 times more likely to develop lymphoma, an illness that starts in cells that are a part of the immune system. USA News.
Hello, my name is Gwen Carr. I am the mother of Eric Garner. I urge you to oppose the ban on menthol cigarettes, the cigarettes preferred by over 80% of African Americans who choose to smoke. I do not encourage, support, or promote smoking. Banning menthol cigarettes will increase smuggling illegal, dangerous menthol cigarettes in black neighborhoods. When you ban products sold mostly in black communities, but do not have the same ban in white communities, you invite more police into our communities. My family knows all too well what can happen when police enforce tobacco control laws. Black people have already paid too high a price for discriminatory laws. I urge you to oppose that menthol ban. Let's focus on education to reduce smoking.
Sponsored by the Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, the latest word is that President Biden's going to make his way to Maui. I can't still find the border, but now all of a sudden he's talking about Maui. I guess he realizes that for his political advantage, maybe, saying no comment is a little cold-hearted, but now he's going to manage to take Air Force One. And it took a while even for the former president, Barack Obama, to say anything about his home state. Now, of course, he's urging, Maui a fire aid. So, it's just amazing. It is what it is. You know, what can you do? But meanwhile, a lot of intensity over the, what is going to be the inevitable impeachment of one Joe Biden. In fact, Scott Powell, who is coming up next, says Biden's global business dealings scream for impeachment. I mean, compared to what they did with Donald Trump over a phone call and all the evidence right now. Scott, I'll tell you, what galls me is that the Democrats have the nerve to say, show me the evidence, right?
Well, that's it. I mean, when you have, when you're brainwashed and you no longer allow your critical faculties to operate as God intended them to operate, and you see life through narratives, then you will, even when evidence is presented to you, you won't recognize it. You'll be in denial. I mean, you could say the same thing with when we heard stories of the Holocaust or stories of the Gulag in Russia. And if you had taken these same kinds of people and said, look, there it is. We were talking about the threat of totalitarianism. Here it is, death camps.
Right.
They could see it and it just, they wouldn't be able to say, I see it. It's real. This is a problem. These people live in denial and corruption. Mm-hmm. These are very corrupt people. We have a right. criminal enterprise running our country right now.
Right. And the thing is that it's almost worthless to engage them, Scott, because they're so fixed in much the same way that Holocaust deniers. I mean, how do you talk to somebody who denies the Holocaust when we have all this historical record and empirical evidence that occurred, and they will flat out look you in the face and say, that's made up, Bill. I mean, I don't know if you've run into, I've run into several people that are that way, and it's the same way in the current atmospheric political realm.
Well, now we have much larger numbers of deniers.
Yeah.
Because, we've had an educational system that has dumbed down the people, but at the same time, the elites have all been groomed through the Ivy League schools, which has warped
exactly.
their minds.
Warped. Well, you and I talked about this last time, Scott, what something like 93% of the graduates or the people that are in the newsrooms today graduated from some 39 elite schools that have all been programmed and indoctrinated along the same doctrine. So it should be no wonder that they're so prejudiced. They don't know professional journalism. They could not have worked with a journalist that operated, a free and fair, press and media, I don't know, 40 years ago, even 30 years ago. They wouldn't last.
The media has been co-opted since the 1950s anyway.
Right.
And probably
yes.
Before that, yeah.
Well, yeah, probably, and there's no question, it was a creep. But, you know, but they gain critical mass, and once they gain critical mass, which is what they have right now, it's a chokehold. And
yes.
and this is what's going on. I think, what was it? There was just a report I was just reading that now the mainstream media, particularly, you know, TV stations, radio stations, that sort of thing, they're at their all-time low. They're like at about 39% viewership, and it's now online viewership is almost surpassing what has been the traditional media outlets for news. And the reason is easy to understand. It's because the people are smart enough to figure, and it's amazing too, because, you know, what cracks me up about this is the mainstream media is promoting more in line with these young kids, but the young kids don't like it. You know, even though they're getting the things that they like to hear about, you know, how they hate Trump and, you know, the climate agenda and all these other offenses and social injustice and everything. That's all on the mainstream media, you know, and they're tracking with these kids. And meanwhile, they're losing audience, you know, hand over fist. I think it's quite interesting and ironic all at the same time.
You know, I'd like to say something to your audience right now that might be feeling discouraged, demoralized, in thinking that, you know, God, where is God in all this? Why do we have this incredible deceit, lies, and injustice going on in our country? This is not the country that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to tell you that God is at work. Look at what's happening. And it's happening because the people are owning it. And God would rather sort of bring us along through our own initiative, through our own figuring it out. Because when we figure it out, we own it. When God
yes.
just miraculously does something, then we mm-hmm. don't own it as much. So we now are right. owning this more and more because people are recognizing that they have been deceived, that there are just, you know, a range of narratives that have been fed to us that are all lies. And
yes.
and that is, you know, that's the beginning point of people then turning to alternative sources and finding out the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and part of that encouragement, Scott, is that, you know, what you're seeing, you're right. You know, and that's what I would say to our audience. You're right. Your eyes are not lying to you. I understand it's so incredible what's going on, but, you know, we need to really sit in this mess for just a minute and understand that, you know, like everything is, as my good friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute says, you know, knowledge precedes action. And so you need to really knowledge up. And the action is the right action, that which is consistent with the mission that we have on hand to restore this democratic republic, God willing, if that's the case. If we're going to be in the final chapter of Revelations and there's, you know, God's plan ultimately wins out, but, you know, we're looking and saying, okay, God, can we have a Nineveh moment? A Nineveh moment where the people repent, we come back to you, because ultimately we will all come back to him one way or another. And we were either come with heads bowed in humility and knees bent, or we will come back to receive the rightful judgment that we deserve. And so, you know, this is the crossroads that we're at right now. But meanwhile, you know, as you say, Scott, God has a plan, and it's up to us to be in alignment and to be in compliance with his plan. Not the plan of Joe Biden, not the plan of these earthly leaders, but the plan of God Almighty, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's that simple.
Yeah. You know, when we're aligned with God, we are protected. We are in the zone of life that will carry us forward and get the results that we all want.
No matter the circumstances. He's the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Scott Powell.
Determination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Again, I got to tell you, I am so grateful for the outlets that we have here. You know, our main network is Genesis Communications, and they allow us to be independent to where we can exercise, what a novel idea, your First Amendment right, right? I mean, there are other outlets, social media outlets. We cannot have this conversation, especially right now with all this going on with Trump. People are being indicted just by their thought. And Scott and I, look at, for the sake of the populace and we the people, we believe in a free press and free speech and exercise of religion, everything that's encompassed in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, because that's what makes for a free people. And it starts with morality. It starts with a connection with God. You cannot be disconnected with God and enjoy the benefits of the Constitution. This is what's happening to us, ladies and gentlemen. It's right before our eyes. And Scott points this out in his book, Rediscovering America. He says it's like a user's manual on how to fix America. Right, Scott?
Absolutely. It really is. And it's, you know, it's not that complicated. Mm-hmm. You know, it turns out the truth, you know, God's truth is easy to understand. It may be sometimes hard to implement, but when you see the beneficial results, then it becomes natural. You don't resist what works, what makes right. you prosperous, what makes you happy, what leads to success.
Because everything, Scott, everything that's entwined in your desires, you know, your righteous desires, God has established this infrastructure in which to, you know, which to give you specific results that are consistent with his character, right? So as long as you're doing those things, it will go well with you. You know, unlike governments, I mean, we have a beautiful document, the Constitution, and add all the other founding documents, I think, are just brilliant, and they're all God-based. They're all God-centric because they understood that you can't get there without God, right?
Right. Yes. And really, those documents, this is so important. These documents empower the people and limit the government.
And that's why the government is limited, and you, the people,
should be free and empowered to be all that you can be. And in fact, when you look at our prosperity and our greatness as America, it didn't come from, you know, government action as much as it came from individual people pursuing
exactly.
their dreams, finding better ways to do things, solving problems, building mm-hmm. things, and so forth.
See, we need to give the government some shiny object that they can chase after so the people can do what they do best, right? Because, you know, that's your whole point. This is why, Scott, what do they come after? These outside forces, when they want to cripple America and they come after America's people and they come after our religion, our faith, and that's what topples us. And that's why, you know, most of America, and I still want to believe the majority of Americans are looking and they're kind of in shock and awe. But look at it, just because it is that way doesn't mean it always has to be. Because it's not like we haven't been there. This is why, you know, they call it a revival. You have had, in order for a revival to occur, you must have been vibed at some point, right?
Right.
You know? So,
right.
So we've been vibed. We've experienced the truth. We have experienced the banquet table. And once you experience the banquet table, everything is fast food and cruddy. It's not as good. It's not as wholesome. We know that. And we're understanding by experience more and more that is the case, is it not?
You're absolutely right, Bill. Absolutely right. I think one of the major themes that has really hoodwinked so many people is the so-called Green New Deal. You know, remember, it was God who created everything. Mm-hmm. He created everything in the earth, everything in the atmosphere, everything. It's all his
right.
creation. And he blessed us with resources that he intended for us to use. Well, it turns out that oil and gas that come out of the ground are reliable sources of energy. I mean, think back before we discovered oil. I think it was in Pennsylvania in the 1800s it was first mm-hmm. discovered. You know, petroleum under the ground. People
right.
didn't know it was there before. And suddenly it sort of came to the surface, and pretty soon we had Standard Oil and the great transformation of the modern age was largely came from the energy sector came from gas and oil. And this is a reliable source of energy. It turns out it's the cheapest source of energy. So why are we pushing this, electric vehicle revolution and sustainable energy that defaces the environment? You know, windmills are not attractive. They deface the environment. Sun, it's very expensive to put up all these solar panels, and the sun doesn't always shine. Now, it may be that oil and gas, which is our mainstay of power, of energy, we may discover better sources of energy, but I dare say it's not wind and solar.
Right. Well, what it is, it's a repetition of history. You've got these elites that are building their own towers of Babel all over again. That's what that is.
That's right. And they're also, they also intend to get rich. Remember, what's different about wealth creation in the early capitalist revolution, and I would say that existed right up through the 70s into the 80s, is that many of the elite recognized that if they could get government on their side of their investments, they would have a kind of a guarantee. And if they got subsidization, and the subsidization like Elon Musk was made a billionaire because his business was subsidized. Let's be honest about this.
Yes, exactly. Okay? Right, 100%.
He's not
you
a true, you know, maverick.
Self-made man, right?
Yeah. And we need more of the old self-made men because, you know why? Because discovery is greater. You discover more things the more you're self-reliant and less dependent upon government. When you're dependent upon government, you're going to have to follow the dictates, the biases, and the preferences of government. And how often has government been managing things well or directing us in good ways?
It's the modern plantation, Scott. That, again, nothing new under the sun. You become beholden to the government. You owe your soul to the company store. And the company store is the political power, the reigning political power. So that's why these guys, they cover their bets. They're covering, Democrats. They're covering Republicans. They're two-faced because they know which side their bread is buttered on and who puts the butter on it.
That's right. That's right.
Amazing. And so then here we are dealing with the craziness that we've got a total now over 90 indictments against President Trump.
Yep,
Some
90 indictments. You're right.
Unbelievable. And by contrast, you've got all this evidence against Joe Biden. And I know Kevin McCarthy wants to move deliberately, but I'll tell you, the natives are getting restless. They want to see an impeachment inquiry, and we're not hearing, we hear that it's around the corner, but we're not hearing that it's imminent.
Well, I think there's uncertainty. Okay, so if Joe Biden gets impeached and gets removed from office...
He's not going to get removed. He's not going to get removed. I mean, let's be real.
I don't think that the Senate would convict him.
Even though they got a truckload of blue dresses, they're not gonna convict him. We know that.
Yeah.
So,
but I think that what I said in this article is that impeachment has a benefit. It forces more discovery. An impeachment is a trial process. So what's going to come out with Biden in the trial? We already know a great deal of the corruption, but we're going to discover far more. And we can't discover that soon enough, frankly.
And to the point that it's indisputable, Scott Powell, we can only hope. 29 minutes after the top of the hour, Scott Powell has been our guest. Thank you, Scott.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump claims he has evidence and a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 general election in Georgia. Trump says he will release the details during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Pacific Northwest is in for hot temperatures this week as a heat wave blankets the region. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters urge people in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through tomorrow. The world's richest university is encouraging its students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer last week, Harvard University reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps. Some wonder why. Harvard has an endowment fund of $53 billion. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. My good friend Dr. John Zemer joins us, the author and senior editor at Scream.org. John, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing well, thanks.
Hey, you got to be careful what you're kidding about. You start kidding about stuff and you go Babylon Bee on us, and then what happens? The Democrat policymakers take you up on your satire? Is this what's going on?
It happens all the time. I'm starting to think I need to stop satire altogether. I'll give you an example. I've got a new piece up at stream.org called Barack Obama, President for Life.
Yes,
and,
I saw that.
It's a reference to, well, a couple things. First of all, when Obama was running for the first time back in 2007, I noticed how white liberals responded to him the way... If you ever saw the movie Jesus Christ Superstar, it was made in the late 60s, early 70s. When Jesus appears on Palm Sunday, the crowds go nuts and they start singing, they start waving palm fronds and they start singing this song, Hosanna. And I actually came up with a version of it for Obama because that's how white liberals were acting.
Yeah. So Obama in the highest,
Obama,
huh?
Obama, 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 Obama. And they didn't want some guy who's going to run the country. They wanted some messianic figure to incarnate hope and change and to assuage them of their white guilt and fundamentally transform America from a place that is based on racism, invented for the sake of slave owners. Remember, the 1619 Project, well, it wasn't written at the time. the impulse to think that America's fundamentally corrupt, that it's tainted with an original sin, that it needs to be baptized by some messianic figure, not Jesus, Obama, that was already there.
Yeah.
So at the time when people would be chanting, Obama, if I were there, I would chant, President for life. And I would do it in a Ugandan accent because their messianic cult reminded me of people, the way people regarded Idi Amin in the 70s. Idi Amin, da-da. So I would see Barack Obama, da-da. Nobody noticed. But I think the Democrats are listening because it turns out, and I think this is the best theory to explain what's been happening, Barack Obama never left office. He was never supposed to leave office.
He never left town, John.
Yeah. He never left town.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the first, the only president other than Woodrow Wilson, who was very sick, not to leave Washington after he left office. And in fact, he left his staff all over the White House, all over the deep state. They were already in place. Most importantly, he left the Russia collusion nonsense, which we now know all Hillary Clinton campaign propaganda. His CIA director, John Brennan, authorized an FBI investigation, elevated it from just campaign BS that even Hillary didn't expect people to believe into a national security crisis. Remember, these same people Obama put in place would later certify that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, therefore thereby stealing a presidential election. But effectively, Obama's people were still running and ruining the country even while Trump was president.
Exactly.
So I now feel bad that I joked about Obama being president for life because apparently he still is.
Exactly.
And there's a great interview with David Garrow, one of his best biographers, and you've got quotes from Obama saying he would like to be president for life, saying that if he could, he'd love to give people earpieces so they can just tell him what to do even after he's out of office. Well, that's exactly what happened.
Because he was so brilliant. John, he was so brilliant. We had eight incredible years under Barack Obama. Why would we not want him to be king forever of the United States?
Exactly. No, Nobel.
Okay, I'm matching your satire. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he won a Nobel Prize just for showing up and being clean and articulate
In Joe Biden's assessment. Yeah, exactly. You know, the thing is amazing. You know, you talk about Hillary Clinton, and you said that she didn't believe that anybody would buy into the BS. She saw it for what it has. But since then, she's become so ideologically fixed on this narrative that it has become a lie, and she's repeated it so much that now she believes it's fact, right? She's pathetic. It is so sad to see somebody, but this is the problem with the lie. People don't realize, a lie is very dangerous because it creeps in, and then next thing you know, it takes over your mind, your sanity, and everything else. And this poor woman, by comparison, John, I would dare say she's a shell of herself because of the number of lies that she's bathed herself in.
Well, as Solzhenitsyn begged us, live not by lies. If you have a false direction on your GPS early on, and you keep going, you know, within a few hours, you'll be hundreds of miles in the wrong direction because lies fundamentally disorient us. I did another piece at the stream. The left is using the Nazi playbook to come to power. If you trace what the left has been doing to election skeptics and pro-lifers and moms, PTA moms, you'll find what it resembles is the way the Nazis employed violence in the 1920s and 30s. It's more based on that than it is on communist tactics because groups like Antifa have been around literally since the time of the Nazis. They were the rivals to power of the Nazis, and they saw that what the Nazis did worked, so they imitated it. And just to be, I keep the specific point-by-point comparison. Are we coming up on a break, or do you have a couple of minutes?
We've got two minutes. So if you can summarize it in 2 minutes, and then of course we'll have some more after that. But go ahead.
Okay. Hitler tried to seize power by force in 1923 in the Beerhold Putsch. It failed. He got sent to prison. He should have been executed for treason. Instead, because the judge was sympathetic to him, he got a light sentence in a comfortable jail where he could have a private secretary come every day to transcribe the book that became Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf, yeah.
Right. Well, the likes of Bill Ayers, the weather underground terrorist who became Obama's ghostwriter, and Bernadine Dorn and all the other radical left, they tried to take power in America by violence during the Vietnam War and after that. It failed. It led to a backlash. It got Nixon reelected. It got Reagan into politics. So they got light sentences. Judges were sympathetic to them and thought they were idealists. They got out. They got jobs in academia, and they wrote books. The way Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, Bill Ayers wrote Obama's autobiography. And these people committed that they're going to slow down on the use of violence. They're going to hold off on the use of violence until they control the police, the way the Nazis control the police in the 20s and 30s, so they could beat people up in the streets with impunity and their opponents would be arrested for defending themselves. That's exactly what happened with the George Floyd riots. That's what happened to Jake Gardner and Kyle Rittenhouse, and it's what's happening now with the 2020 election. Not only do we get to steal elections, we get to imprison you for complaining about it.
Unbelievable. And that's the thing. Not only complaining, but even thinking about it, John, that's what it's come down to. Just your thoughts can end you up in jail, right?
Yeah. If you look at the Georgia charges, that she's charging people with felonies for renting rooms and calling their friends.
This is so incredulous. We've got more from John Zemeric on the other side of the break.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters.
My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Dr. John Zemera continues. Hey, John, I know you didn't write about this, but this is at thestream.org, and it's I've been wanting to just lay this out for just a moment, and not in a spirit of self-righteousness, by no means whatsoever. We are all guilty. We all fall short. But the things that we should be careful and call out in the body of Christ and fellow Christians is when you're being stupid, you can't be stupid in the name of Jesus, okay? I mean, you're at a prayer breakfast, and you want to talk to people about premarital sex at a prayer breakfast, and everybody in the prayer, they kind of took it in stride and just kind of laughed about it, including Tim Scott, which was surprising. But regardless, and I understand, you're there in big company, and you get, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who talks about resisting the temptations of her fiancé. I mean, why she would go there? I mean, what was she doing, channeling her Joe Biden?
You know, the real scandal is that Nancy Mace is pro-abortion. In terms of sleeping with her fiancé, that's bad enough. But
that's peanuts,
That's peanuts compared to Nancy Mace saying that acts to political laws attempts to protect unborn children before 16 weeks of pregnancy. She called them cruel and harsh. At 16 weeks, there isn't just a heartbeat. There are brain waves. The kid is sticking around.
Yeah, you got little feet, you got hands, you got eyes. Yeah, exactly.
So but the scandal for me is not that Nancy Mace is doing it with her fiance. It's that Christians are showing up to a prayer breakfast where that pro-abortionist is the speaker. I wouldn't be able to choke down my food. I don't want to be around cannibals. I don't eat dinner with cannibals. I don't go to prayer breakfast with cannibals. As far as I'm concerned, pro-choicers are cannibals. They're worse because they're sophisticated and educated cannibals. So, that was a great piece by Bunny Pounds, who's a wonderful writer at The Stream, and she was illustrating a deeper point about the collapse of sexual morality, even among the church.
Yes.
But I just wanted to point out what a train wreck Nancy makes it.
No, there's much to the story, and I appreciate you doing that, John. It's very appropriate here in its context because, again, as people of faith, we all fall short. We're trying to live up to the standard of holiness that God has set before us. And I don't want to be around people who approach their faith and misrepresent their faith in such an unholy and casual manner. Because,
right.
You know, she may think that God's going to grade on the curve, but he doesn't. He's real clear. When you look and you read the Bible time and again, he is very specific, and he demands righteousness. He demands holiness. He will not accept anything short of that. And this is the problem with the church today, is that it's casual. It's way too casual, and it's taking too many other people down the wrong road, and that's unfortunate, whether it has to do with the issue of life. I got to appreciate that Jack Hibbs, who's a pastor in Southern California, Chino Hills, he flat out told his audience, he did a YouTube presentation, which I was surprised that YouTube still aired it and it's still up there, and basically just saying, look at, he told his church, you cannot vote Democrat because of their stance on abortion. You know, it's antithetical. So you need to square that up. You know, they do not believe in life. And I remind people, it was in 2000, John, as you'll recall, that was that year at that convention that the Democratic Party decided to take God out of their platform, right?
Well, yeah, but in 1992, they had forbidden Bill Casey, pro-life Democrat from Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, they wouldn't even let him speak at the convention, even though he was governor of a crucial swing state, because abortion was a fundamental value of the left of the Democratic Party. And that goes back centuries.
Yes.
I've documented this in various places. The position on abortion that the Democrats take, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg explicitly laid out in her legal writings. Do you know where it originates, which major Western philosopher came up with the argument? It was the Marquis de Sade. He argued that the Marquis de Sade, who was pretty much a Satanist, even though he pretended to be an atheist, and he endorsed child murder and rape and incest and all the most disgusting things. But the Marquis de Sade was the first thinker since the ancient world in the West to justify abortion. And in his book, Philosophy in the Bedroom, he said that women, to gain equality, must have the same power to walk away from the results of sexual activity that men naturally do. So therefore, women have the right to control their body and destroy whatever is created in it, in order to give themselves the liberty to enjoy themselves sexually. That was picked up by Simone de Beauvoir and Jean-Paul Sartre, who the philosophers of existentialism. They mainstreamed that argument so that people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg could read it without knowing it's the Marquis de Sade.
Exactly.
Channeling it in legal opinion. So that is fundamentally what's going on. We've got someone who was a Satanist, who hated God and hated people and hated nature and wanted to destroy life, the Marquis de Sade, he inspired Jean-Paul Sartre and Simone de Beauvoir. Second wave feminism was based on that. No wonder garbage in, garbage out, right?
Exactly. Well, it's a lie to begin with, John, because I'll tell you, I'll challenge that situation that men just walk away with impunity. I challenge that because men may think on the surface they may be able to scoot around it, the whole deal. No, there is a consequence, and it's one of those consequences that you can pay now or pay later. And I'll guarantee you, just like the book of Ecclesiastes points to, is that if you pay later, it's much more complicated and severe. And this is what we're realizing right now. Men are, their knees are buckling, their hearts are aching, John, for those men that were very casual and thought they could walk away, and the reality of the concept, not even the concept, but the reality that they murdered their child is crushing them, John. And you know those stories like I do. So this idea that men are disassociated and disconnected, maybe right then, because sometimes the women don't tell them, you know, that they go and they do this on their own. And again, I'm not making a broad brush saying this is all across the board, but men have been marginalized. They've been taken out of the picture because it is the woman's body. and the man has nothing to do with it. Well, excuse me, you wouldn't have that in your body if it wasn't for a man. So don't give me this crap. So the fact of the matter is there are consequences to be paid, and men are realizing it down the road, sadly. And I grieve, John, for our, you know, our fellow male types who are having to deal, you know, with this truth and be confronted with it, and their hearts are aching, just like their counterparts, just like their women, who will, until the day they die, remember that they killed their child.
And we've got a legal system set up that treats it as a fundamental right, as practically a sacrament. And remember when Roe v. Wade was finally miraculously overturned, the left went insane. They didn't try to answer Alito's arguments in the majority opinion of Dobbs.
Of course not.
Because they couldn't. They reacted instead the way the demon does in exorcism movies when you throw holy water on it. It was just a national hysteria to the point where someone tried to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and they were peacefully arrested. They showed up with guns and ammo and flashlights and tape.
Zip ties.
They were just peacefully arrested. Meanwhile, a 300-pound, 7-year-old man who can't leave his trailer gets shot down dead like a mad dog by the FBI for saying dumb, reckless things on Facebook. That double standard, that legal double standard, we call it anarcho-tyranny. Anarchy for me, tyranny for thee. The Democrats have decided, and I was talking about this earlier, once you control the police and the courts, and you have judges willing to be corrupt on your behalf, and you have juries willing to convict a ham sandwich if they're told to, and to acquit, you know, the next O.J. Simpson, if they're told to. That is how the Nazis took power, was by corrupting the system of justice and imprisoning the innocent for defending themselves, letting the guilty go free. That's how Kyle Rittenhouse ended up on trial for first-degree murder. That's how they drove Jake Gardner to suicide, God rest his soul, for defending his bar against violent thugs. That's what they did to the McCluskeys in St. Louis. They lost their license to practice law for waving an empty gun to scare looters from burning down their house.
For defending their property, John.
Yeah. This is the new America.
You know, this is, and then here today, the icing on the cake is we got President Donald Trump with, what, over 90, almost 100 indictments, four indictments, all these offenses that are going on. And supposedly next Monday, he's going to lay out his case. So it'll be interesting to watch. You know, it's going to be a powerful moment. And there will be some of those stations that will reluctantly carry this because Donald Trump gains attention and he gains viewers. And guess what? They need viewers, don't they?
They do. But Bill, don't trust any Republicans like Bill Barr or Mike Pence who are supporting these fascists in the Democratic Party trying to imprison us and take away our free speech.
Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.